Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G. Let me do a little housekeeping before we get started today. You know how we got to keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976. Under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringed. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. I trust everyone has gotten their cup of coffee, a latte, tea, whatever it is that you prefer to drink, and join me for this next few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, as I give you an update on this story that I did a few years ago, where this white rookie law enforcement race soldiers chased down this black veteran cop of over 18 years and threw him up against a fence and handcuffed him and searched his pockets and said that you're a black man, you're not supposed to have this type of money. Now y'all should remember I did that story in 2020, I think, or maybe in the later months of 2019, and it took this long, ladies and gentlemen, for the Justice Department to come to a decision and find this man guilty of assault on one of his co-workers, another Detroit cop, who had been there much longer than this guy had been there. In fact, this veteran who accused this, I can't call him accused no more because now he's been found guilty of racial profiling, okay? And it took this long, ladies and gentlemen, 3 years for this younger white law enforcement race soldier had to be found guilty of assault. And the jury, you in the above title of action, finds the defendant, Thomas Michael Joseph Jones, guilty, according to the jury foreman. Now this jury, they finally convicted this Detroit cop of assaulting the officer Christopher Williams, you know, in that case that made national headlines, embarrassed the police department. And you got to remember, they humiliated an 18-year-old veteran of the force. Okay, you're a cop and you've been there 18 years and you're doing your job and yet you get chased down by one of your co-workers and then be accused that you shouldn't have this type of money and you handcuff me? Right? This is the story that's going on. And then, to me, ladies and gentlemen, it seems like they ain't want to do nothing about it. How does it take 3 years? 3 years to convict this man who, mind you, is still on the force, right? Who assaults an officer and places him in handcuffs and make all these type of humiliating accusations about what he should and shouldn't have. Now, all of this happened, like I say, 3 years ago, where this white officer, he chased Williams down and shoved him into a fence and forcibly handcuffed him at the department training center, where at least, ladies and gentlemen, 100 or so plain clothed cops were logging in on the hours to meet their yearly training standards. You know, so this is something that you got to do in order to maintain your yearly standards. Okay? Now, remember now, this guy's been there 18 years, so everybody in here, you know, they know this guy, right? And so they know that this was a wrongful action against Williams. But Jones, I mean, he saw William with a large amount of cash on his person. Listen now, in the bathroom of the training center, and suspected him of wrongdoing. Wait a minute now. Remember, he's in a law enforcement training facility, and he's in the bathroom. Okay, so right there, that tells you that he's an officer. Which, if you did have any suspicions, which you shouldn't have. But if you did, I mean, you go up to the man and say, well, that's an awful lot of cash you got. You know, what is it? You sell your house? You know, or is that your income tax? Which technically ain't none of his business. And if you, and think about this. If you saw me in the restroom, why wouldn't you do your thing then? Why do you wait till I get out of the facility and then you chase me down and put me up against the fence and handcuff me and make all these accusations? Why didn't this happen in the restroom where you saw me with this cash at? Where actually you could have called in some plainclothes officers who was in there logging in their hours, assist you in your investigation, because technically they would have probably told you, oh no, that's officer so-and-so, he's been here a while, whatever and whatnot. So there's a legitimate reason for him to have that type of money on him. No, that's why he racially profiled him and chased him down like he a dog in the street and didn't handcuff him. Now, in my personal opinion, that's exactly what he wanted to do. Let's go to Fox 2 News and hear their update on this story.
Fox 2's Randy Wimbley joining us live with the update. Randy.
Hey guys, a cop will be sentenced in a couple of months. And although this charge is a misdemeanor, it's serious nonetheless. Both the officer who was assaulted and the police chief tell me the jury got this right.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Thomas Michael Joseph Jones, guilty.
A jury convicts a Detroit cop of assaulting another in a case that made national headlines, embarrassed DPD, and humiliated an 18-year veteran of the force.
Well, I'm able to get some sleep now after all this time, so it's a good thing.
It was a little more than 3 years ago when Officer Tom Jones, a white man, chased down Officer Christopher Williams, shoved him into a fence, and forcefully handcuffed him at the department's training center, where roughly 100 plainclothes cops were logging hours to meet yearly training standards. Jones saw Williams with a large amount of cash on his person in the bathroom of that training center and suspected him of wrongdoing.
For him to work the street, what would he do to my grandmother, to my mother? I hope he won't put them in cuffs for having money on them.
The Alabama race doesn't escape me either. That this white officer saw fit to tell this black man that you're not supposed to have that kind of money on you.
Chief James White, who was an assistant chief at the time, panned claims of racism and said Jones's actions were not unreasonable if he suspected Williams of a crime.
With regards to, you know, the actions of an officer encountering someone with money, that's never okay.
The chief says his initial assessment of the incident in 2019 was dead wrong and rooted in bad information.
The briefing that I got on what transpired had a lot to do with people from the outside being in the building and doing work, and you know, that people didn't know who were the police and who weren't because there was so many people in the building putting in a gym at the time. Immediately when we got into the investigation, we found that that was not completely accurate.
That led DPD to send the case to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, which charged, tried, and got a jury to convict Jones. And although he's still on the job, he's been off the street since 2019, and more disciplinary action is looming.
If this is, you know, racially motivated and the investigation is pretty much concluded with a few exceptions that will start after the criminal proceeding as it relates to Garrity rights and things such as that, there's no room for anyone that operates that way in the police department.
Should this guy still be a Detroit cop?
He gonna do it again. 110%.
All right, guys, the chief told me again tonight that he deeply regrets his initial assessment of this situation, and it reminded him of the importance of making sure that all of the information that he's getting on the situation is accurate before he makes a statement to the press. Now, Jones will be sentenced on February 9th. In the meantime, there is a civil lawsuit pending against Jones in the city of Detroit. Christopher Williams' attorney tells me that they'll be reviving that suit ASAP.
Of course. And they should. And the Detroit Police Department should be held accountable. Because if he, like I was telling you earlier, if he had went to some of his colleagues while he was still in the building, which he may have done, and it could have been some other Mzungu colleagues who said, you know, well, go get him. That's also a theory we have to think about and put held for accountability, because the chief of police, you see what he said. He said, I made a mistake. And I initially said that, well, Jones should have done what he done. And now that it's come out and that the guy is being, had been tried and convicted, now you're changing your story. And I have to say this, ladies and gentlemen, this chief was a black man, okay, who went against a black 18-year veteran cop. So what does that tell you about his assessment and his credibility? Yeah, that's right. I went there. You know me. I don't sugarcoat it. I don't put no frosting on it. I serve it up just the way I got it. And that's exactly what's happening here in this story. So I'm going to keep you guys updated on this story so we can find out exactly how this civil lawsuit works out and exactly what type of punishment this law enforcement race soldier Jones gets with his sentencing, which I'm sure is gonna be a slap on the wrist. I guarantee it. All right, with all that being said, I want y'all to continue to do your social distancing. We're living in a new normal. We'll never be out of the woods with this COVID-19 and all the new variances that keep popping up, okay? So continue to wear your outer gears, your gloves, your face masks, your shoe coverings, taking care of your immune system, ladies and gentlemen, by eating the proper fruits, nuts, berries, seeds, lemon, garlic, greens, onions, peppers, all the stuff that keeps your immune system healthy and strong, because that's going to be your number one defense against this virus or any other virus out there, is a healthy and strong immune system. With that being said, I need y'all to know that I give y'all this information and bring these stories to you for one reason and one reason only. That's because I love you. Loving you guys is my food. And I'm hungry each and every single day of my life. And until God grants me the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.
Hey brothers, I want to tell you about a website called blackmenzone.com. Now, Black Men's Zone is a site that specifically targets black men. It's a place where black men talk about issues that solely affect them. Now, at Black Men's Zone, the topics will range from news to society, sports, technology, business, food and recipes. You know, some, you know brothers got to cook too. Gaming, and some of your brothers like doing some of that. Health and fitness, you know, got to get your workout on. Music, movies, and many other topics. Now, there's not many forums around these days for black men, and because black men have to create them. Now, this particular website is more of a forum based, something simple, not social media. You can write what you need to write, say what you need to say, get on, get off pretty quick. But if you're interested, brothers, to at least go there, and I want you to check it out, engage in the topics, go to blackmenzone.com, sign up for an account, and get engaged in the conversation.